a unique art and music festival designed to promote the creativity and artistry of Appalachian women while raising funds and awareness for domestic violence services is returning to Eastern Kentucky this fall. I'm Sherry Lawson. I talked with organizers and artists with a Mountain Girl experience and have this preview. The first time I traveled to the Eastern Kentucky mountain town of Pikeville for the Mountain Girl Experience, co-organizer Chris Preston and her bluegrass band, Coal Town Dixie, were entertaining the audience from the large outdoor stage.
Sun is shining and the sky is blue, but you don't even notice.
Preston, along with a host of musicians and artists, is preparing for the next Mountain Girl Experience scheduled for October 17th and 18th.
Mountain Girl Experience is an event that we started here in Pikeville 5 years ago as an endeavor to uplift, celebrate, and support Appalachian women, the creativity, the strength, the resilience of Appalachian women, and we also want it to be an event that has purpose. So we raise funds and awareness for domestic violence services in our area, and this year we're raising funds for the Pike County Health Department's Domestic Violence Coalition.
While live music is an ongoing part of the weekend, there are also workshops, a juried art exhibit, and a panel discussion titled Front Porch Panel, The Power of the Appalachian Woman. Co-organizer Beck Smallwood says the women on the panel embody resilience and leadership.
There'll be five really strong women from Appalachia that have unbelievable stories and unbelievable careers. One of the ladies on the panel actually sat through one of the first panels that we had with Mountain Girl and actually decided to move back home after that panel.
Smallwood lives in Pike County and is the lead vocalist with Beck in the Starlight Review. She calls her band's music a melting pot and says it includes a lot of country influence and a lot of rock and roll. Beck and the Starlight Review are expected to take the stage Saturday evening to entertain Mountain Girl's audience. Smallwood says she writes songs about Appalachia. The 38-year-old says this weekend experience for her means tradition, keeping art alive, and an opportunity to share Appalachia. She reflects on what it means to be a mountain girl.
You know, for me, a mountain girl is somebody who has the spirit of the mountains, and for me, that's resilience. And I think that's probably the most important thing. What does it look like to be from here? Well, we have to create our own opportunities. We have to be strong and resilient. We have to be all those things, but we're also soft. And so when I look at the mountains here, they're rounded, you know, they're tall and they're strong and they're tough, but they're also soft. That balance, I think, is what a true mountain girl is. Like, I think about my mamaw, who was an original mountain girl to me, and there were times when she was tough, but when it really mattered, she was soft and she was always dependable.
Smallwood emphasizes that the festival is for everyone.
It's not like it's a female-only festival. We're just celebrating Appalachia through women, and most of us have those strong Appalachian women that we love. So it's for everybody. It's just been really life-changing for me. It's brought me new friends. It's brought me new opportunities. And I don't want anybody to think, well, is this for me? Because if you're breathing, it's for you.
The lineup of musicians is an eclectic mix of vocalists. For the second year in a row, Americana singer-songwriter and Frankfurt native Jerry Catherine Howe is participating in Mountain Girl. She'll perform at the downtown stage Saturday, sharing songs from her new album, Woman. Howe says she's also looking forward to presenting a songwriting and community singing workshop.
I don't want to spend my life living in cages. I don't want to spend my life telling myself I can't.
So I'll be singing lead and playing guitar, and we'll be doing all my songs. But then my husband, Nat Colton, will be playing banjo and maybe electric guitar, we'll see. And then Ellie Ruth Miller will be playing fiddle. The workshop is called Come Sing. It's an all levels community singing activity, and we'll bring in some songwriting activities as well, but the idea is that everyone is contributing to the music making, that everyone's part of the music making, no matter if you consider yourself a singer or not. you can come and play percussion on your body if you want, or you can come and hum or sway.
How do I know that I'm a good woman?
The weekend schedule is packed with arts and entertainment. Talent like Carla Gover, Grace Rogers, and Zoe Howard are some of the folks also ready to perform. On opening night, Maggie Noel, lead singer and rhythm guitarist for Magnolia Boulevard, is expected to headline. Noel, who's originally from Clintwood, Virginia, says she's honored to be part of Mountain Girl and plans to sing a set that includes her song, Strong-Willed Women.
First and foremost, I have always been, and I will continue to be until I die, an advocate for women, and not just women in the music industry, but, you know, all over the whole world.
I caught up with Kentucky's Kelsey Walden on tour in L.A. The singer, songwriter, and performer is on the schedule to headline Saturday night at the Mountain Girl Experience. The Ballard County native says her childhood dream was to perform at the Grand Ole Opry, which she has done now several times. As the headliner on Saturday evening, her set will include a song dedicated to her late grandma, who had a huge impact on Walden's life and who grew tiger lilies.
Made a huge impact, not just on my life, on a bunch of people's lives. She just had this beautiful, vibrant display of tiger lilies in her yard. When she passed away, I dug up a bunch of her tiger lilies and I put them in my yard. And now every time they bloom, you know, I think about it.
Every time the tiger lilies bloom, I think of you.
The Mountain Girl Experience is free and open to the public. It's scheduled to be held in downtown Pikeville, October 17th and 18th. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.